Hoot. 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 Hoot.
Hey, what do you do? What do you say? It's Emilio Sparks, a.k.a. Balls Deep Billy. Sebastian, say it's Balls Deep Billy.
No.
I'm babysitting right now, so this is what I'm doing. So the boys ain't here today, if you're hearing my voice. And what you're going to hear today is the best of our Patreon. So if you have not yet subscribed to the Patreon, my advice, click on the link in the episode description, become a member. There's plenty of tiers and there's great stuff to choose from. We recently just did a boozing with the boys. So if you want a drink with Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Azucar Rocky Romero, or the Big LG, my advice, sign up to the Patreon and you get boozing with the boys. You hang out, you drink some beers. That's the most important thing. Where else are you going to get that type of access to your favorite professional wrestler? Right, kid?
Right.
So without further ado, you're going to enjoy some of our Patreon. I don't know how many we have. I think we have 1,000 of these things laying around. So you're going to get two of my favorites that really made me laugh as I was editing them when we originally released them via the Patreon. Make sure you also subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. That'll be in the description notes as well. Say goodbye, Sebastian.
Bye.
You're about to say you love going and being the center of attention.
That's not true.
No, I actually wasn't going to say that. At all.
You truthfully love human interaction.
I know. You like to be. That's why I like, say you like to be around.
If I go, I'm going to make them have fun. Then I'm going to pass out on the bar.
Wait, but you'll be the one that you're going to be the one that's in trouble. You're hurting.
I have a $5,000 tab, and I'll be asleep and miss my flight.
Yeah, you get an extra day in LA.
Actually, absolutely guaranteed.
Kellis, your flight was at noon. I know.
We used to always fly to WWE at 6 a.m. And he missed so many, like 50.
Dude,
you missed 50 flights.
Yes.
Straight shoot in my wrestling career. I've been wrestling for almost 19 years, and I've been getting flown places since 2005, so that's 16 years. I've easily missed 100. Probably 200 flights.
Wow. I would say,
to
though,
the point where the Fink called me and goes, Luke, I go, yes, sir. He goes, I just want you to know that it's not a heat thing, but we can see when you don't board the flights that we've booked. And I go, am I in trouble? And he goes, I'm just letting you know.
Thank you. Oh, you're missing them then, too. You never miss no
Japan
flights.
This is the story of me.
Yeah.
When I get single, especially but Japan, you can't miss a flight internationally. You just can't. I've never missed a flight internationally.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this.
Domestically in America,
that screws everything.
Domestically in America, there's a couple things that play into this. If you got some status and you got some wallet, which I've been lucky enough to have, I don't need to fucking get up and take the 6 a.m. if you don't want to. Because there were times when I was single and I was doing some weird shit, and I'm just like, I need to leave for the airport, but it's about to heat up. You know what I mean?
Those five.
It's getting a little hot in here, guys. I don't think I can make the airport right now.
I got a stinky feeling you're missing tomorrow.
No, I got to go home tomorrow. I love my wife and I miss her. I haven't had that ever.
It doesn't mean that you don't.
I know.
But what you're mixing right now might not help that. What? Tito's wine and beer.
I don't have any Tito's.
Oh, you don't?
No, I haven't put any in there.
I watched you.
Bro, you just poured the Smirnoff in there.
You guys have never done this at home?
Truly.
You take a nice seltzy and you mix a little red wine on it with ice. It's like a fucking beautiful grapey drink.
No, nobody does that except for the Good Brothers.
Yeah, it sucks being in Las Vegas. No. Las Vegas Gallows is going to be my last gimmick before I retire. When I'm 50 years old, come back down the aisle.
Rock.
Las Vegas Skull.
It's like this. It's like
Chad will be fucking managing me going, I don't want to be here. I know. So I'm going to have a bad match. Sorry.
I'm going to be Jake the Snake. Yeah. Happy I'm on the road.
Been mad at everything that happens.
I hate everybody.
I hate Waffle House. No. I hate you. I hate the company. I hate Lance.
I don't want to be on TV.
Hey, do you guys
ever? But why am I not?
But I do want to be on TV.
I hate Lance.
No, you don't hate Lance. Well, maybe I don't.
Oh. Don't tell anybody. Repeat that. Don't get me heat. Give me a Jake. Jake, man, you all right?
Not really.
What's wrong?
I see you two walking around here. You show up whenever the fuck you want. Walk around here hanging out with the bosses and steal my money.
I didn't ask for a shoot story.
What?
I asked for a fake story.
Oh. All
right. Gay fucking fame.
My favorite wrestler is a kid turn.
Great. Big heel turn, yeah.
Hey.
He spun around and short arm clothesline us, but Chad didn't take the bump. It's been shit ever since.
I took the bump. I took it the way.
No, you didn't.
I took it the way Machine Gun takes it.
He did this.
Why wouldn't you bump for Jake the Snake? Oh, man,
I was a WCW fan.
If Ricky Moore would have hit that dropkick, this motherfucker would have flown over the top, bro.
Ricky and Robert put me to sleep with fucking
oh, yeah.
a double dropkick, bro.
That was a WCW
or a double ADDT. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Not that bullshit.
You weren't a Halloween Havoc 92 guy? Spin the wheel, mate.
I'm in my prime, famous as fuck. Anyways, guys, here we go. Patreon.
Fuck you.
Don't need nothing up in here. Patreon, you guys get the best shit, actually.
They got 10 more minutes of shooting.
Yeah, right, take it easy now. Rock, what's up, baby? You good? Hey, for one, though, if you listen to the podcast, this is the first time that, you know, Gallows and Rock and me are together.
This is the first time we've ever had a charcuterie board
for
Patreon.
For the first time.
Made for by me.
Thanks for getting
it's
that.
It's actually not. It's just some Ritz crackers. It was like $12.
It's not a charcuterie board. It's just crackers and fucking meat and cheese, dude.
I'm going to send you a picture of a real one on Saturday. I'm an upper class citizen now. You know what I am? I'm a debutante.
Christine makes them. My wife makes some good ones.
I put on a nice dress. And I go out on the town, and I have a charcuterie board.
Put a wig on? Little wig?
What if you saw me in downtown Atlanta with a bunch of old debutante ladies? Wearing a blouse. But I have the same beard.
Little wiggy.
Don't they have balls, don't they?
I sell my house and I buy an antebellum home in Georgia.
Little wig for the boys?
Yeah. Like I look like George Washington. I look like George Washington if he had tits. Hey.
This one,
but I have an Abe Lincoln beard.
George Washington wig, not a normal. Of course, not a normal wig.
No,
it's like a
white Paul Heyman skull and George Washington.
Big set of tits.
Oh fuck! Big sweet
George
knockers.
Washington hair.
Big sweet knockers. Chad's kind of looking at him, going, "Those don't look bad."
I said something the other day, like, "Well, my 6-year-old's hair was kind of weird, right?" And my 9-year-old, I go, "Oh, Cruz, what's wrong with your hair?" And my 9-year-old goes, he looks like George Washington. I said that about Cruz. I said, "How the fuck do you know who George Washington?"
He's on the dollar bill.
You know, he was the first president. And I went, "Well, I mean, I know, but that's still, fucking popped me."
My sweet, sweet grandmother, my dad's mother, who's sadly been gone for about 10 years, when she just, we were the apple of her eye from the time that we were born, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we would crawl all over and do everything, and she was the greatest woman ever, like all grandmas should be. But she used to get a big permanent, right? And I used to get so excited.
Permanent? Permanent. It's called permanent?
Yeah, no, it's called a permanent.
That's why
I grew up in a hair perm.
No, that's
permanent.
You grew up in a hair salon?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Wait, my grandma Barbie, the hair salon's in the house.
Oh, no, it was just a perm.
No, it's a permanent.
Oh,
permanent,
wow.
Perm is short for permanent.
And in 1988, they were $35. Now they're like $200. I remember that being on her sign. But my grandma would go out there. My other grandma would go to my mom's mom and get a big permanent, right? And then she would have the Sunday family dinner. And after dinner, she'd make dessert. And then I would sit on her lap and I would push the middle down. And I'd go, "You got George Washington hair." She's fucking loved
just
it.
Just loving it.
Yeah, loved it. Yeah.
How was a perm something?
Well, Juice has one. Ask him. our good friend Juice has one.
Juice, why do you have a perm?
Well, you know.
Hey, I'm
going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, with
no answer.
I don't know, brother.
Juice is. You know Juice. He told a long, unfunny story.
Yeah. No, he tells pretty good stories. Well, hold on. Now, hold on.
I had him laughing hard about the truth of him. His stories suck.
They do. But I'll tell you what. You know what saves him? His voice and his delivery.
Oh, I want to hear him.
Because he'll go like, "Well, I got this permanent because I thought it would look cool."
I don't think he said permanent.
he go, "Because I thought it might look cool." Cool.
I met Gallows' grandma. That was she's still here, correct?
My sweet grandma, yeah.
She's in a
wheelchair. Send one up for her, man. She's going through a lot of chemo. Yep. She got cancer.
All right, prayers up to her. I went to their house, got to meet her for the first time. She was in a wheelchair.
She's the best.
Look, they live in like the woods, very redneckish ass area, right? Cool. Looks around. I said, man, you guys get a lot of animals out here, you know? Like, yeah. And she goes,
my grandma's a badass.
She goes, of course, honey. Should I roll right up to the window and I clip a deer every now and then?
She does.
I said, what? Yeah. She says, oh, wow. Boom. No one knows. So she rolls at the window. Pulls it. Oh, there he is. Rolls up to the window, pulls a shotgun out and kills the deer.
So I don't think anyone who works. And then,
of course,
I don't think anyone who works for the Department of Natural Resources is listening. My grandma's a poacher. She puts corn. She makes my pap put corn in the backyard. They live on like a. There's nobody there.
Right.
The little deer creep down out of the woods. My grandma goes.
Now we're talking.
She rolls up. She's got a 30-30 right by the bedroom window. She pulls up real. I've seen her do it.
Is that like a rifle?
Yeah, it's a rifle.
So it's shotgun. I don't know the 30-30.
No, it's not a shotgun. You can shoot further with a rifle.
Oh, okay.
So she pulls up real quiet so the deer doesn't spook while the little motherfucker's having some fucking
crap. That kind of shit.
She pulls the barrel out. She puts her fucking eye on the scope and she goes, quiet, honey. Bam! The motherfucker just drops.
Whoa.
Then she'll go, Eddie, I got one. Yeah. And he goes out and guts it and takes it to the garage and pulls the skin off and then puts it in the freezer.
We went to his grandparents' house. Us with fucking city-ass New York Brian Myers.
You don't want to ride four-wheelers because there's a wrestling pay-per-view.
I was eight, so I was hello to grandma, hello to grandpa. Respect to the parents. Hawkins goes, or Brian Myers goes, grandpa goes,
oh,
you guys want to shoot? You know, shoot what? Shoot guns.
That's his favorite thing. You know?
I said, well, sure. So he,
let's do it.
So he moves the door because the back door opened.
Uh-huh.
He moves the door and there's five shotguns in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Not on a rack.
We had to learn gun safety as toddlers because you get shot.
Right,
Because there's a gun everywhere.
That's why I went to Gallows' house. There was three shotguns in the kitchen.
No, I know.
I said, what the fuck is this? Ferg was blown away by Gallows' house.
Yeah, yeah.
Finn Balor came to Gallows' house.
Ferg was blown away by a lot of things that happened that weekend.
There was shotguns everywhere.
My old house was super. You know what though?
There was a shotgun in every corner of the house.
This is
just there. I'm like, is that loaded?
Yeah.
What, dude?
This is the truth.
What if fucking Milky wants to shoot me?
This is the truth, though. This is the truth, though. Ferg was blown away by it. And then you guys were doing whatever you're doing, and I took him down and I showed him the lake, and he goes, this is real peaceful, man. I really want something like this. And then he went home and he bought that lake house.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, he was like,
Jackson Lake.
It was too intense for him, clearly being in redneck Jackson Lake, Georgia at my old place, but he liked that style of living, and then he bought a lake house and popped the shit out of it.
He actually just sent me a message today where he was on the, he's got a jet ski now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was fun.
He was pulling Matt's kids around.
Here's the problem, though, with Ferg and his jet ski situation. He lives in a lake with alligators in it, and he jumps in it and swims. If he doesn't stop, he's going to get eaten.
I agree with you.
You can't swim in the Florida lakes.
The only thing is...
He says it's a freshwater
lake. And that's why there's alligators in it.
No, the 100%. Well,
I am.
Because alligators walk in the pond behind my house.
Alligators are freshwater.
Yeah, for sure.
Alligators are
They're just in southern, they're in Florida.
Here's the thing.
Northern Georgia.
No,
South Georgia.
Alligators go in there, 100%. But the thing is with that place and where he lives with the amount of money these people are paying.
They get them out.
They are constantly getting rid of these alligators.
I know, but Dustin from social media told me that he jumped in the lake and he had seen an alligator that day. That's a real story.
There you go.
Are you serious?
I mean, they go get them, obviously, because they're rich.
Yeah, well, but
I don't want to have that risk of a goddamn alligator biting my legs.
I agree with that. But here's the thing is that, like, the alligators aren't aggressors like that.
Yes, they are.
No, but if there's a lot of
movies. Watch some Animal Planet, brother. They'll kill you.
I know. No, I know. But they never come up to my house. I've seen the fucking lots of them.
Dude, I went down a YouTube hole and I watched the alligator shit for like.
I'm with you.
So my lake.
I'm with you. I don't want to swim in Florida.
My lake
either.
Was a dammed up man made lake. Mm-hmm. And it was far enough north in Georgia that there weren't alligators. But I mean, out in the middle, it's 100 feet deep. You don't know what's fucking down there. Like, it's weird to think about it. And then they always have the same tales like, oh, at the bottom of the spillway there's fucking muskies bigger than men. There's probably not, but who knows? You can't see what's down there.
Now, you saw my house. Like, there's all those woods there, swamp area there. I mean, alligators walk across that into the pond.
You see
it? Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen it. I mean,
I guess 100 times.
I woke up at Mike Knox's over brother house, and I go, are there gators out there? Because there's a pond right behind it. And he goes, yeah, baby, walk outside. And they're laying in the sun on the other side of the pond, just hanging out.
Are you serious?
Yes, no, I swear.
And Mike's like,
I don't swim in that motherfucker.
There's no fence. There's no nothing.
But you're not. But they're not going to come running at you.
Right, but I think if you're swimming in their area.
If I swam in that, yes. I feel like in the lake, though, it's so controlled, and all those in the boats, jet skis, like you're at least good. I do agree with Ferg on that one.
Yep. You should just get a pool.
That's why we have one, baby. That's why I built one.
This episode of Talkin' Shop is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Hey, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all that bad stuff. I mean, we're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors like cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. Magic Spoon is bringing back 2 of those popular flavors, my favorite, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use the promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off of your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots and use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. It's back to school time. And we want to make sure that you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. It's the perfect package for your package and includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, plus 2 free gifts, the Performance Boxer Briefs, and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOT, H-O-O-T, at manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree in clean balls from Manscaped.
This is a new segment. It's called Rocky and Chad Hang Out. That's it. And this is exclusive for the Patreon.
Exclusiva.
It's very exclusive because this is the only way I can get Rock to hang out with me. Either I have a scandal or I got to work. And when I have a scandal, it works. When I have a scandal, it works for Rock to hang out with me. You know what I mean? Patreon people. You know we love you, man. Always love you. Machine Gun here. Got Rocky Romero here. How you doing, babe?
Doing great. I was hanging out. I was watching a movie. Watched a new Saw movie that just came out. It's called Spiral, the Book of Saw.
Whoa, you mean this? You mean the horror movies?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a new one that came out.
How many is this now?
I don't know, like,
it's like 6 or 7 or something?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. But this one actually has like a crazy cast. Chris Rock is the main lead. Chris Rock. Samuel Jackson's in it. They have like a star-studded cast. Yeah. It's pretty.
That's badass. And it doesn't matter. Do you need to be caught up to watch it?
No.
You can just straight horror just movie. Jump right in.
I haven't seen any of the Saws probably since like Saw 2. Or
so it's
3.
Called Saw what?
It's called Spiral, the Book of Saw.
So is that on Netflix?
It's one of those ones that are straight to the, well, it's to the movie theaters, but you can get it at home as well on Amazon.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird the way the world is now?
I went to the movies like a week ago for the first time in 2 years.
Well, what movie did you see?
A Quiet Place 2. Fantastic. So fucking good.
Who the fuck was in Quiet Place 1? I don't know anything anymore. You got to watch commercials to see what fucking movies come out now, correct?
Yeah. You don't watch commercials anymore, though. That's nobody watches commercials.
Who was in this movie, Rock?
I don't know her name. The mom.
What the fuck?
She's like a known. I don't know.
It's good enough to be a part two, there had to be good enough.
No, part one was good.
Fuck was one about? Is that a horror movie as well? Are you one of those guys that likes
kind
of those?
Yeah, it's like a horror sci-fi kind of suspense kind of movie. Very extremely good. So like the thing is like it's the future and this like alien invasion kind of thing has happened, and the aliens, they attack the humans if you make noise, so that you have to be quiet, and the second you make noise, the fucking aliens come and they kill
you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. It's dope. It's so dope. It's your anxiety is on level fucking 12. It's amazing.
That sounds kind of fun. I've only been to the movie theater. Probably we go a couple times a year because the kids want to see. Well, you know what? It's almost our Christmas. Not because I want it to be, just because it started to turn that way. Our Christmas tradition is we go to the with me and my wife and my kids. Our Christmas tradition is going to the movies.
That's cool. That's a good Christmas tradition for a lot.
I would have never chose that. That wouldn't have been my thing. I like to relax on Christmas Day because after all the gifts were open. So this Christmas, let me explain. So last year, 2020, right? So Christmas, the gifts were open.
Right.
Tama Tonga called me, fucking ruined my Christmas.
Pissed you off.
Of usual, yes. usual Tama style.
Started so much heat.
He started so much bullshit on Christmas Day. Anyway. And then all of a sudden, all the gifts are open. Christmas is finished. We're done. I look outside. I see the wife start taking shit down. I went, huh? What? This is, I mean, it's Christmas, about noon. In December the 25th at about noon. So everything's done. Breakfast has been made. We like to, she likes to do a Christmas breakfast. I like
that's
that
cool.
too.
That's cool. And then open gifts.
No gifts. Of course, with children, got 10 and under. Yeah. First out the gate. They're ready to go.
Okay.
So,
the only day that they want to wake up early.
Well, remind me to tell you my murderer's row of holidays, by the way. So don't forget that.
Okay.
Please don't forget that we're doing this. So we open gifts, we eat breakfast. Here we are, Christmas Day. Tama calls, ruins my shit. I think I actually went to Starbucks. I was so mad. So I left my house on Christmas Day because of goddamn Tama. That's a different thing. Then they got a little snort. I know I'm good to go. Then I start seeing her break things down. I see her start unscrewing the tree, the tree thing on the bottom. What's it called? The tree stand. And I went, oh my God,
she's taking down the tree.
We're breaking down Christmas.
On Christmas Day?
And I went, begrudgingly, I said, you need some help? And she goes, yeah, sure. And I went, fuck. Next thing I know, but now at about 10 a.m., she poured me a mimosa, right? So she poured me some champagne. That was cool. But about 45 minutes later, we're breaking it down and I'm really tripping now. So I'm like, oh fuck. So we're taking everything down. We're vacuuming. We work all day.
You got to wait until January 1st.
Well, I thought that was the tradition. I'm cool with December 26th taking things down.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. If I was all by myself in the house, the tree would probably just stay there all year. Like, let's be honest. It'd be a year round Christmas. Or I just fold the motherfucker up and throw it.
That's a nice thing.
Or just fold the motherfucker up and throw it in the closet. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
you get a fake tree, you get a real tree.
So typically fake. I grew up with a real tree. Me and my mom and my brother and my dad, we used to go up a mountain in North Carolina and you cut it down and you take it down.
Oh, make yourself? You cut the motherfucker?
You cut the motherfucker. But so like, you know, you go find a tree. But too much. Fuck all that. Was it fun? I guess.
Like you legit had to find the tree.
You find the tree. You find the tree and you cut it down.
Oh, that's badass.
That's redneck shit though. Because I grew up in like, I'm a country.
I didn't think people did that for real.
People do that in the snow. Treachering through the snow, brother. Like, you know, that's.
Dude, that's. Yeah, I mean, that's. No,
as a kid.
You keep that motherfucker up for the rest of the year if you do that.
As a kid, that's what
we did. At least 3 months. That motherfucker's got to be up there for 3 months at least.
So another thing, like my 7-year-old, I look outside and he's fishing in the back pond behind us. He didn't ask me. He didn't say, I'm going to fish, Dad. He didn't say, can I fish? He's just out there fishing. I go, what the fuck? So I go out there. Cruz, what are you doing?
Are you allowed to fish in that pond?
Yeah, you can fish. Well, it's okay. Basically my pond, right? It's my lake.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Lake Allegra, we call it. But I still wouldn't
violate any laws. We gotta make sure that he's
alligators that go in and out of that motherfucker, you know? Sure. And like
And he is a small child, yeah.
I'd like the little prick to tell me he's going out there, you know? Like, let me know, dude. Right. You know? But so then I go out there, I'm like, fuck, man, you having fun? He goes, Yeah. Uh-oh. There we go. Oh shit, you got something. I said, fucking reel it. Pulls in. It's a bass. I know a bass. I grew up watching. Yeah, you can catch bluegill, bass, and catfish in my back lake.
Not, pond. I went with Okada about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, what do you do for fun? He goes, I go fishing. I said, okay, let's go fishing sometimes. You know, just saying it.
Always wanted to do that ever since we used to drive by on the way to Gold's Gym. You saw that little fishing area.
Yeah, I did. I still haven't done that fucking little fishing area after all these years.
Don't need that little fishing area.
I will though. But then Okada took me out in the middle of nowhere to this fucking crazy ass fishing spot in the middle of like rice fields. And he said, no, this is like a number one spot. So we go fucking fishing. He caught a bass. I didn't catch anything. So I still have to catch a bass, but go ahead.
So I don't think people eat bass.
No, we threw
it. I think people just look at bass. It's because bass are really, 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 really pretty fish.
We took the picture. We threw it back. Yeah.
So he caught a fucking bass.
That's crazy.
And I went.
And you got to clean that motherfucker.
Oh, no. No. So I don't want to keep it.
Okay.
I don't want to cook it.
Right.
Rock, I had to get the fucking
bass taste good.
You know what? I've never eaten a bass. I've just caught bass because bass are cool to look at. Bass are beautiful fish.
Yeah.
And they're fun to fish.
It's like a trophy fish, right?
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, dog. I had to take the fish off the hook. That shit, when I don't do that anymore.
Did you get gloves?
No. So with this one, I did not.
So he was like flipping and going.
Yeah, he's flipping and I'm going. And what's Cruz looking at? He's looking at his dad. Going, well, dad, you can get that fish off. And I was like, man, hell yeah. So I'm going really slow at this bastard.
You got to be so cool.
I had to be cool because he's looking me directly in the eye. And I understand as a 7-year-old, you're looking at your dad.
Especially him.
I'm a different kind of dad because like at least I feel like. When I fuck up, I at least tell my kids, hey, man, daddy did this wrong. That was fucked up. Whatever it was. I'm honest with them.
Right.
But no matter what, they still look at me. Even if like it's a different time and it's not 1975 anymore. I get it. But like dads don't have to be hard nosed and shit. Like people, they understand.
Yeah.
But they still look at me as their fucking hero.
Right.
But they do. But they also 100%. Understand. They also understand that like daddy, sometimes daddy don't, you know. Daddy can't fix a fucking car. I'm going to call a mechanic, right? Like, I'm not going to go out there and try and fix the car. But they still know that I'm the hero. But I'm thinking, like, I got to get this fucking fish off, dog.
You got to at least get a fish off a hook.
Yeah, well, but at least that shit's hard, dude. But I got, like, long story short, I got him off. And it was like, and I felt so fucking accomplished. But with my oldest son, when we went for, this was 10 years ago, or maybe it was 6 years ago, he caught one. I don't know if I've told this story on Talking Shop. I'm sure I have. I pulled the fish up and I went, oh boy, it's been a while again. Cause it's been a while. I was able to grab the fish. And I went, fuck, here we go. And it's deep in there. When it's deep in there, it sucks. So I start pulling on the hook and it's so deep that it's got the inside of the fish's eye.
Oh.
So as I'm pulling it, the fish's eye is going, it's moving.
Oh no.
And Caden goes, Dad, is the fish okay? I go, yes, son, just relax a second. Fuck. I look over and there's this other dude fishing at the pond. And I go, hey, brah, can you help a little brother out here? He goes, I got you, dog. He comes over, he pulls his pliers out and he goes, I go, no, thank God.
Oh, he had the pliers thing.
He had pliers, yeah. And then after that, my wife did get me some fishing gloves, which is a total game changer.
Right. Have you ever touching them?
Have you ever? But I'm telling you, have you ever catfished before, Rock?
No, never in my
that's,
life.
That's the next. So that's when I grew up in North Carolina, we used to go anywhere you want to go.
Those motherfuckers are big.
They can get big, bro. But like, man, the catfishing is the most fun because me and you, we sit on a lake. We go to a lake. We go to a lake.
Okay. What's a lake in North Carolina that you
would? Well, it's called Lake Lure. If you've ever seen Dirty Dancing before, that was the lake. That was the lake.
Yeah.
Just oh shit.
25 minutes. Oh yeah. Right there. Right there. Right there. At my, close to my house. Chimney Rock. 25 minutes from my house. Beautiful.
Oh, that's wild.
With catfishing though, you just, you put chicken liver on it. I would go with raw chicken liver. You put it on the hook. You throw it out there. You set it for a second. You got a little bobber so you can see that when it's going down. And then we just drink beer. Mm-hmm. And then catfish just bite and you yank and pearl. It is the, cause you don't have to, there's no, like, you don't got to fight
them too much.
You don't got to, you know, it's fun to fight them once they get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, with bass, you got to keep the thing moving cause they don't, right. They don't like things that like, but catfish just see something and bite it.
Oh. They're like, oh shit, this is dope. We got to have that.
Catfishing is my app. That's my favorite. Cause it's easiest and it's for the boys, you know?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Rock, we got any questions from the Patreon people?
We do.
After a long intro about fishing and farting and...
No, that was cool. That was life, man. They like to hear about that.
In real life,
they want to know, what's really going on. They don't want to hear the bullshit about the fucking...
I want the Patreon people to understand that, like... I messaged Rock tonight and I said, dude, listen, Gallows is talking, is hanging out with Damore, Scott Damore. Mm-hmm. We just finished taping stuff. I said, let's give the Patreons people something. And I want to give them more. I want to give you guys as much as we possibly can every week.
Yeah. I feel like we've been neglecting the Patreon a little bit, you know, not on purpose.
No, but, it's not on purpose, but hey, everybody's busy. So that's not a good excuse.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure we get,
and I haven't put out your questions for Carl yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out this week, probably on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yep. And then next week or whenever we do it, and then, or the 2 weeks from now, whatever.
It's going to be a loaded week.
It's a loaded week for the Patreon. But also, I also have learned how to you know, shout out to Rode Mikes for sending us what we got.
Thank you, Rode.
I also can load Ask Carl Anything into my laptop, so it's good. The quality will be better.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now we're.
I just practiced it to make sure that we can do it in Audacity, which we did with our cartoon. How's the cartoon going, Hoot?
I heard some good news this week. I don't think I can actually say what the good news is yet.
Yeah, don't say it. Yeah,
but
I think that's all I'm gonna say. But it's moving in the right direction again. Still,
it's still moving in the right direction. We're gonna fuck around and get a deal, aren't we? I think we're gonna fuck around and get a deal, dude.
And we can finally walk away from wrestling and just be cartoon guys.
That would be the dream. That'd be the dream.
Only wrestle when we want to.
Nah, do it six times a year.
Yeah, for the same amount of money.
Like Max. Exactly. I'd be Brock. I want to be Brock.
Brock lives in Canada. Wow. Just relaxing.
Wait, Brock lives in Canada?
He almost died in Canada, Minnesota? Remember? So remember with his, what's that stomach issue?
He had
diverticulitis.
Yeah.
So I think so he likes to fucking hunt and fish and shit.
Yeah.
I think he found some land up in one of those, Saskatoon. That sounds right.
Somewhere up there. Saskatchewan.
I sadly hate to admit, I found a love for Canada as much as what sucked about Canada before. I don't think people understand this. It was never actually being in Canada. It was always just trying to get into Canada.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's all because the customs are so shitty.
Right.
And they go through all your stuff and they fucking throw your stuff around and they don't care. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get in is so stiff. It's so tough. It really blows. And it makes you think that it's like, it makes you just not like the country, but
communist.
Once you're here, it's communism. Yeah. And Canada is communism.
Right now it is.
And we're not political. We're just saying like,
so we hear from our friends.
Yeah. So we hear. Yeah. Communist Canada. Double C, babe. Give me some questions before we start getting political.
All right, here we go. Dennis says, what traits constitute a good brother or sister?
There's just so many to that, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many to that. It's
speak to us.
It's almost like you don't even have to. It's something that you wouldn't even have to explain because like, it's like, hey, dude, is he a good brother? And it's an easy.
Right.
Yeah. Yes or no. And then sometimes we go, he can be, but he's also a piece of shit, but he can be, it sucks that he can be, you know, but a good brother's a brother that just, you know, you just keep shit close to the vest. You protect your boys. you're just a good brother. You're not a stooge. I mean, right. I think stooging and like that word's you a little overused in wrestling. And I don't mean it in that like you tell on somebody. It's not that. It's just, you know, who's a good brother or who's a good sister. You can trust somebody or you can't trust somebody. It's all, I think in the end, it's about trust.
And it also depends, I think, on like, are they a cool person? Are they a good person? Do they bring something to the table of like, wrestling is hard, right? Like it's a hard lifestyle. You're traveling, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows that. Right. But like a good brother, a good sister puts a smile on your face.
Yes.
No, when you see them. And it's like
100%
that I feel like that's what a good brother, good sister really kind of constitutes.
Is here's
like the feeling of like, holy shit, like feels like comfortable home, you know, like that kind of good feeling, those kind of things.
That's the best way to look at it too. Cause like I look at it, this is a great way to look at it because I went to people go to therapists, right? Why not?
Right.
So I'm talking with this person and I told her I keep my circle really, really tight. Like I don't let people in. Like I don't let neighbors in. I just don't let them in. It's tough for me.
Right. You have a very select group.
Yes. It's true. And she goes, well, and I think there's about 10, maybe 10 really strong ones. Right. And she goes, the therapist asked, she goes, well, are those, are they all just crazy drunks? Do they all drink? Would they not allow you to drink or whatever, or not allow you to not drink? And I said, actually about 4 of them are full blown, straight edge and 3 of them are full blown Christian Jesus guys. That's my point of a good brother. A good brother doesn't need to take fucking shots of Jack Daniels. A good brother doesn't need to fucking smash a beer back. I can sit with the Young Bucks. I can sit with Kenny Omega. I can sit with AJ Styles. And as different as we are in a lot of different ways, we have so much ridiculous stuff in common and can laugh our nuts off with zero alcohol.
Best times I've ever had is not have nothing to do with drinking or anything.
No.
It's literally crying, laughing so hard that you're crying. You know, sitting with the Bucks or sitting with, you know, whoever you guys in the Bucks, especially like the, you know, and like maybe like a Trent or somebody sitting there and just talking so much shit that we're just like crying because it's so ridiculous because we all just have
us
really incredible, like
just chemistry, life. Like, so the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers. Get them in the same room. If you don't laugh, you're not a human being. Like we have so much. We're good. You know what? End of it. We're good friends.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's truthfully what it is. Like,
but there's a thing though too. Like you respect them.
Yes.
You love them. They're funny. Yep. Like their sense of humor is off the wall.
Yep.
You know, it's not like it's like a traditional sense of humor of like a comedian or somebody, like not saying that everybody's comedians, but just like that it could be a bit ridiculous and that's what makes it fun. You know,
it's right. I think that like, I might've been like, here's the thing. You get us laughing. We're both crying. All of us are crying. And Cutler, who grew up with the Young Bucks, he goes, oh my God, the 4 of you together are just you're insane.
Right.
Like they have no idea. They have just no idea. It's like, you might not even think the Young Bucks are Christian when they're talking to us but they don't cuss. They don't say bad things. They're just laughing. And it's like that's just fuck, man. Those boys are,
I love them.
No, they're special, brother.
Special, man.
Kenny too, man. The oddest duck in the world is one of my best. It's one of my top 10 best friends, and it's really strange because we could go a whole year without talking, and then all of a sudden we can talk and laugh. How do people make you laugh that you don't even like?
Me and Kenny never spent a lot of time together in Japan, but whenever we. Like, cause we had 2 different groups of friends and like Kenny was living there. So he had his own life. Then he would just come to, you know, to do the wrestling, you know? And so he wouldn't like hang out with the guys in the hotel or anything because he was home. you know, so he like very different, you know,
and go to, yeah, he would just go home.
We never really like spent time together except for like, you know, if we were going to wrestle each other, then we might joke around a little bit and talk and whatever. And we, you know, but over the last couple months, you know, I've talked to Kenny more and more. We've had a lot of phone conversations and stuff. And like, I enjoy his humor quite a bit. And I laugh a lot whenever we talk on the phone. And then like, I would say we need to do business for probably like 3 minutes, but we end up talking for like 30 minutes, just bullshitting and like talking, like having a good time, which is really cool because we didn't get to do that. And the amount of years that we worked together in New Japan, we never really were like that, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's refreshing. It was fun. Yeah.
It's true. I can't see your face. I wish you got to push the road mic thing down. Fuck, brother. Come on now. There we go. You got to be a move. Now we're good.
My computer's fucked up. That's why.
Another question, Rock.
Is all Stone Cold going to be a guest on Tiz Shiz? Yes or yes?
It's fucking funny. We feel like Stone Cold doesn't like us anymore since we got fired. I think he thinks we're fucking losers, right? Oh yeah, because he don't really write. He don't really text us anymore. Oh man, Vince don't like us.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. I'm not saying it's true. I just don't think old Stone Cold gives a fuck about the boys anymore. I think he's like, because he doesn't watch wrestling, right? He doesn't know what the fuck's going on AEW.
No, that's not true. He does.
Stone Cold?
Yes.
Well, then I guess, you know what, then I have to admit it then, Steve, he don't like us no more because he just doesn't like us anymore. And maybe he got sick of our bullshit or something. You know,
does he have a deal with WWE right now?
No, I think he always does. Like, Stone Cold's a WWE guy.
It might be the extent of whatever his deal is, because, for example, the time that we went over to his house and you guys did the pod, he had just gone to the show for New Japan and came backstage just to hang out. He wanted just to come and watch and like see it and hang out. And that's where I met him for the first time.
I could see Stone Cold being happy for our success. Mm-hmm. Like, and I knew you guys would fall on your feet, whatever, you know what I mean? Part of us feels like he's a little angry at us for getting fired or something. Mm-hmm. That's how we feel. Is it right? I don't know. But it's just kind of how we feel, because it's like, you know, when something like that happens or whatever happens, who gives a fuck? Like, I've seen so much weird shit with like people fucking saying, you know, thanking WWE after they got canned. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I'm glad that we're all fucking grateful. But like, let's take it easy. They canned your ass. Like, so let's like, fuck them, you know, like, move on. Fuck them. But let's, you know, let's show them what they're missing. Like, you know, will we never go back? I mean, sure, maybe we will. I don't know. Fuck, who knows? But
never.
That's kind of our thing. So I just wondered if Stone Cold was a little hot at us. I don't know. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe he'll do the next Talking Shop of Mania. Hey, what's the next question? Who?
All right, this comes from Ray Kennedy. Ray Kennedy says, Pete Rose, in or out of Baseball Hall of Fame?
In,
right?
Also, Barry Bonds.
In.
Mark McGuire.
In.
Alex Rodriguez.
In.
Sammy Sosa.
In.
Rafael Palmeiro. In. Fuck you. You still got to hit the fucking ball, man.
Mm-hmm.
Even to put an asterisk and say the PED era, man, get it out of here. If you think, listen, I'm a famous guy in a sports-oriented thing. If you think that I haven't seen or been around with everything in sports, performance enhancing drugs, you're out of your mind. With that said, though, what do you want to look at on the television? If somebody wants to do that, do it. You still got to hit the ball.
Right.
You can't just swing and hope that you don't hit it. Like,
because you're performing enhancing drugs.
Mark McGuire had to still, it's ridiculous. You have the
accuracy to hit
all it did was make his biceps bigger. Like, Barry Bonds was still a great player before. He was a Hall of Famer before he went nuts with his home runs.
Right.
Listen, I don't know much about steroids. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be legal or illegal, whatever. But for fuck's sakes, man, those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. This is ridiculous.
I don't think they should not be in the Hall of Fame.
That's ridiculous.
I think accuracy to hit in the major leagues and then to hit it at the, you know, the way that they do. And even if they weren't, let's say, like, even if they weren't to hit home runs out of the park, I mean, even just the accuracy to hit it, and maybe they'll get a double or a single or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. They'd still be fucking Hall of Famers, I feel like, right?
But I look at it as like it's a supplement, though. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's all that I even look at it as. If you look at it as like cheating and more, then to me, that's
not. But different. It's also not a miracle thing, though, either.
No, like, it's not, yeah. Dude. Like,
I think people have the misunderstanding.
I look at it very differently.
It's like a miracle thing that just makes you hit the ball or makes you like, just, I don't know. But
you can't just make like, what if like LeBron came out being on steroids?
I mean, what would that?
It's not helping him make the, he can't make this. You can't make the shot because you're on gas.
Or for him to have like the IQ, the basketball IQ to be like, pass the ball here, set up here, you know, like that's not going to change anything. That has nothing to do with anything.
It's ridiculous. And I think that the fact that those guys aren't in there, that just to me, I think it's ridiculous. Alex Rodriguez should be in the fucking Hall of Fame for fuck's sakes. Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco. Come on.
There you go. Riley says, how many beers are you allowed to crush at a TV taping?
I guess at AEW. I mean, I guess, you know, if you can do it, or WWE, as many as you want, if you can do it in secret, right, and handle yourself. One thing I always take pride on, I'm not a drinker before I work, right? And I've never had, and some people are cool, whatever.
That's a weird thing, though. I don't like that, though.
I just don't need that, right? I need to go on TV and I feel like
it's always like dessert. Like it's like, man, you went out there, you fucking had a great match, you worked really hard.
Yeah.
Fucking it was awesome. It's like I'm gonna have a beer or whatever, or have like a wine and wind down a little bit because your endorphins are so high. Everything you're going on level 45, you know,
100%
come down. So like having a beer, there's nothing better than like having a beer after a wine or something, being like, dude, that you feel accomplished for the day. You've done
a cold beer after a match in the hotel is the reason for talking shop.
Did you enjoy a little bit of our Patreon exclusive content for you that nobody else gets? Did you know, fun fact, that the Patreon subscribers helped fund Talking Shopamania 1 and 2, two pay-per-views that you can watch on Fight TV right now? So if you want to take part and help us fund a possible Talking Shopamania 3, my advice, subscribe to the Patreon right now. Right, Sebastian? Tell them subscribe.
Subscribe.
Do what the kid says. You want to watch Talking Shopamania 1 and 2 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says being a responsible uncle, I guess, right?
I'm your nephew.
You are my nephew, which would make me your uncle. All right, he's got a real quizzical look on his face. I'm going to show him Talking Shopamania 1 and 2. This is what we do here. We'll see you guys next week. The boy should be back, hopefully, maybe. I don't know.